joy of thy salvation. Then I will show transgressors your ways. Then I will be useful to you. And of course, that forgiveness came to David, and David even said it this way, blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven, whose iniquities are covered. And so the issue is that if God, who is most offended, can be totally forgiving, cannot we who are least offended be forgiving? If God, who is infinitely holy, can forgive, cannot we who are anything but holy forgive? So we forgive because we are never more godlike than when we forgive. We forgive because God forbids anger and hate and attitudes of vengeance. And we forgive because God, who is most offended, forgives and sets the standard for us to forgive. And number four, and this is where we wrapped it up, and we'll make a comment about this and then move on. It is only reasonable, and it's connected to the last point, it is only reasonable that those forgiven the greater sins forgive the lesser ones. No matter what a person does against me or does against you, it does not rise to the level of an offense against God. The degree of the offense is directly related to the degree of holiness of the one offended. God is the one who is most offended, as we just pointed out. God is the one against whom the greater sins have been done. And when He completely forgives all of these sins that we have committed, are committing, or will commit, completely, this ought to set a standard by which we are willing to forgive others. We have been forgiven an unpayable, inconceivable, incalculable debt. Should we not forgive the small offenses that come against us? And in order to make that point, we went to Matthew 18. Let's go back to that because we're going to see a couple of more points there. And that is the area where Peter is talking to our Lord about forgiveness. In verse 21, he asks him, how many times shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times. The rabbi said three. He doubled it, added one, thought the Lord would commend him. And Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. And then he went from there to tell a story about why it is so critical to forgive lavishly, to forgive extensively. And the story is familiar to all of us. It's a story about a king who is emblematic of the kingdom of heaven, and he had some men who had been given responsibility